Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Lefter joins us when we come back right after this.
It's the new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your lifestyle the superior way.
Well, cattle producers, since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online with SuperiorClickToBid.com. To learn more about America's leading cattle marketing organization, you can call Superior Livestock at 1-800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com. Superior Livestock, a proud part of National Livestock Credit, an organization been serving the cattle industry since 1932. Remember, at Superior, we bring the market to you.
It's the new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
Welcome back, everyone. Tom Lefter joins us now from Lefter Commodities. And Tom, let's kick things off with a look at our livestock futures here today. Well, the cattle futures ended up a little bit higher yesterday. The hogs with kind of a rough day.
That's right. We did see, Dave, the cattle complex close positive, but it did come off its early session highs and also was unable to trade above last week's highs. Now, the asking price in our feed yards is above $140. Remember, last week's trade was $138. The lean hogs closed with triple-digit losses on profit-taking yesterday, and the cattle and the hog daily kills were low yesterday due to plants being closed due to that winter storm that moved across the Midwest. Choice box beef yesterday, $1.95 higher, selects up $1.97 on a total movement of 129 loads. Cattle kill only 80,000 head. Cash feeder index was down 30 cents. We saw on the close yesterday, April live cattle 32 cents higher, March feeders up 7 cents, and April lean hogs down $1.60.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, let's look at these grain futures here from yesterday. And, the corn and the soybeans was pretty good days, but wheat kind of struggled yesterday.
That's right, Dave. We did see our corn and soybeans yesterday actually make new highs for 2016 and close on the positive side. But the KC and Chicago wheat futures, after trading early on the upside, closed negative yesterday. The session highs yesterday were achieved in early part of the session, and we really did not have any fresh news as trading was all technical in nature. The equity and energy markets were also lower yesterday, and overnight we have seen the grains, the energy, and the equity markets all see two-sided trading. At the moment, March KC wheat's unchanged, March corn's down 0.75 cents, March soybeans trading 2.25 cents lower, March cotton's up 6 points, the March crude oil 43 cents higher, March dollar index is 36 cents lower, and March Dow Jones futures up 31 points.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here today. And, of course, we're going to check in with you again tomorrow. And until then, for Tom Lefler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.